Okay, Rabosai, Ashrinu, Matov Chalkeinu, welcome you are, Baruch Hashem, to learn Taras Hashem Tamima. We are going to wrap up Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow, although we know the minhag in Klal Yisrael is we go from Bereishis L'Einei Klal Yisrael and then Chazak, Vinis Chazek to start over again. This is only a Pesach to Limud of Hilchos Nida, which goes the rest of your lives, Be'ezus Hashem, on and on and on. I see myself in the Shir Ma'idiv. Eino Dome, every time I give Shir, and I have the zuchus of learning over the inyanim again, the clarity, the insight that a person gets is always going to be something which so Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow, although I mentioned we might have to continue to next week being Tisha, but we'll finish tomorrow with Chatzitza Be'ezus Hashem and with Maros, we'll do Maros Be'ezus Hashem before Shir, 12 o'clock approximately, and then we'll wrap up, and then the Bechina will be ready and waiting whenever. I don't mind if people take Bechinas, let's say, a little bit. Each person takes a slightly different time, but it shouldn't be drips and drabs. Find a general time that is makes sense for most people, and then if a person needs a bit of an extension, that's fine. But as my 12th grade Rebbe, Rabbi Bergman Shlita, pointed out, as I mentioned before, if you don't chazov, forget it. So make sure that we have to always do chazara and chazara. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll be bechina. Totally L'Shem Shemayim. And the Yitz office will help with L'Shem Shemayim part two. We mentioned in the very beginning of some trips out the hay, as we had the zechus of starting the hachatos, which we'll finish today, Be'ezus to Yisrael, the concept of chayiv adam rifo shmeish to be made to masa. Chayiv prisha. I mentioned yesterday, prisha doesn't mean prisha personality-wise, it means prisha in terms of tashmish. And then there's also chayiv for harchaka. How far do we say there's a chayiv min haTorah and chayiv midrabanan? We mentioned that the Isser Tashmish, of course, is Daraisa. Not only Daraisa, it's like eating Lahavdil on Yom Kippur, Chas V'Shalom. It's an Isser of Kares. But what about the other ideas, other Harachotos? Chibuk V'Nishuk, at least. So the Be'er Hadra, as well as the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rajba, the idea of, sounds like it's a Din Daraisa to have Harachotos from intimate physical contact. This is not the subject for the discussion at length, but Rabbi Yosef Engel, that has a discussion, I think Rabbi Daniel Feldman wrote in the Chasanos Yosef, for perhaps another publication, a lengthy discussion about the concept of Siyav D'Araisa. Sometimes we have an idea which is a Siyav, usually Siyav Zedin D'Rabbanim, but sometimes we have a Siyav D'Araisa. This sounds like a perfect Siyav D'Araisa. The Isser is Tashmish. The Siyav, Chimbuch V'Nishuk, is not Kares, but it's a Siyav D'Araisa, Yamistoyf. It's a whole different discussion, which is a lot of rage we're not going to focus on now. Nafkmino la maisu, though, in the end of Simatruf Sadihei, Zokta Shulchan Aruch, it's been a misara in Klal Yisrael for hundreds of years. Jews are either B'nai Torah that learn in Beis Medrash, or B'nai Torah that are doctors, of course. Two Jewish professions. No, there are other professions also, but says the Shulchan Aruch in Sifyut Zayin, Im, Ba'ala Rofe, if it happens to be that her husband is a doctor, Osir la mashesh la hadefik, he's not allowed to take her blood pressure, can't take her pulse. Mishul Shadefet is the pulse, and that was known even days of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim as an issue of necessary for health. Zokt the Ramah, Ufima Shechasavti, Dinar Din Heter, Mitzricha, Elov, Dimashamish La, according to what I said earlier, that's in the few even beforehand, that it's Mutter, if she's a Chola, to have some sort of way of him being meshamish her in certain situations, he's allowed to medically take her pulse. That's, of course, the main rofei acher. There's some sort of sakana. You have to look carefully in the Rishonim, in the Beis Yosef, in the Ramban, what sakana means exactly. If obviously, not so obviously, but one would presume if it's a sakana stafoshes mamish, that's something which might be mustar. We'll see in a minute. But you have to look carefully in the Lashon of the Rishonim what Sakana means. You're giving me a critical look. We'll see. It might be that even Sakana Nefashos might not be so mutter. If it's Mamish, we know Dimachamuros, Avazar Dil Arash Vichazam, Dil Arayos, maybe. Want to make a case say there's going to be Asar, even Sakana. We'll see that in a minute, position. But so you have to look carefully in the Beis Yosef, in the Ramban, what Sakana exactly we're talking about here. But Machokas, it seems like Mechaber and Ramah. Bala is a Rofe. Is he allowed to take her pulse? Zach the Mechaber? Absolutely not. Zach the Raman? No, not so pashut. Zach the Shach and Sifkat and Chav? Hold on a second. Miel and Chol and Mesutan, Ve'im Shem Rofim, Mashma Ketas, Ve'im Shem Rofim, Ramban, Yisharim, Mipim Ketof Nefesh. What's the Lashon Mashma Ketas? The Shach says you have to look carefully, like I was saying in the Beis Yosef and the Ramban, what does the Rishonim really mean? What's Sapana? What is Sapanas Nefashos? What is after the Hagdaros? The Shach himself says it's unclear. Now the Shach's lack of clarity, of course, would not be our lack of clarity. But the Shach himself points out there's a slight ambiguity in the spectrum between a person who has a cough and a person, Rachman of Atzlan, who is very, very sick, and the gray areas in between. Zot the Shach, this introduces us to a major Machlokes Rishonim. The most important Machlokes Rishonim, as far as the Halachos are concerned, the general Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, what the nature of Nidia is for Nida. Zot the Shach, Yesh Lomer Dilatay Me Azil, the Svirle, the Nidia's Nida in El Mid Rabbanim. The Shach is quoting, I'm sorry, the Ramah is quoting the Ramban, although this comes from a Tshuvas HaRamban. See, right, if we look carefully in the parentheses in that Ramah. Kein dikta kebeis Yosef miloshon HaRamban simen tuchav zayin. Simen tuchav zayin is Tshuvas HaRamban. Simen is, that's not Chidushim, Tshuvas HaRamban. So if the Shach, it could be this Ramban that's metal for husband checking pulse. And maybe in a case as the Shach's Medayik, it sounds like even not Mamash Sakana, but she's really sick. She's in the hospital. She's really sick. She's about to give birth to a baby. She's in labor. She needs real help. Not Sakana's Nefoshos Mamash, let's say. That's the Ramban Lashitaso that holds Nadias Nida Eino Ela Midrabban. Avel HaRambam, the Ramban holds Nadias Erva Surimina Torah, Pacha Af Api Sheish Bikoch Nefesh, after the Usur, Mishim Avaz Razil Erayos. So the Shach, that is all the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says it's Rishitoso, Ramban, and Rambam. It's a ambiguity, perhaps, says the Beis Yosef. It's very possible that Machlokas Rambam and Ramban about Avazrei de Arayos would apply here. Do we say that Avazrei de Arayos, Avazrei the dust, things that are not really related to Arayos per se, but there's an intimacy which is involved, such as Nadia, is that something which is usher min haTorah and considered part of the big three, or not? Says the Shach, quoting the Beis Yosef so far, that is machlokes ostensibly Rambam and Ramban. So, according to the way the Shach quotes in the Beis Yosef, machlokes Rambam and Ramban can a, if a, l'chora, let's say you go to the store and you buy a delicious slice of pizza for $2.95, and happens to be, who's the cashier on the other side of the counter? Let's say it's your wife.
Why would it be?
So, oh, because she works there. It's not her store. It's her store, of course. Then, right. But it's she works there, and so now she wants to give you back 5 cents. What would your chiba? She wants to give it back to you. Zot the Shach from the Beis Yosef. Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. If she's a Nida, according to the Ramban, that's mutter, maybe in certain situations. Maybe. According to the Rambam, that is Usr, Avizraz di Leroyos. Usr min haTorah, Yehared ve'al Yavo. Bepashtos. Zot the Shach, hold 1 second. In Nireh, Devadai Afre haRambam, Lek Yisru deraisa, Elok she'osotein derech taiva v'chibas biya. No. The only type of Isser of Israel, even according to the Rambam, is intimate touching between husband and wife. Now, parenthetically, one might argue that I was making a silly case about pizza. Maybe you would say if the husband goes to buy pizza and it's his wife there, it's sort of, he can't give her a hug in the middle of the pizza store, maybe that would be intimacy. You have to be my eye in that specific case, if you like that example or not. But the Yesod is that the Shach says, I bet to differ. You're right, Machlokas Rambam and Ramban. World famous Machlokas, Beis Yosef, you're introducing to us. If Avizrayu did Yerayos, is Yared Val Yavar, according to the Rambam, yes, and the Ramban, no, but that's all Derechiba. Not Derechiba is Mutrin. Zof the Shach, Abin Yoraya. Puk Chazeh Hech Amadvar. Look what happens in Minute Olam. Jewish doctors abound, and often they are going to consult. They'll check the pulse, and we would say they would deliver or do surgery, do anything else, to women that are Eshesh. Ideally, Arayos. Parenthetically, Nida is only a Machlokas Rishonim, if Nida is an Erva or not. Machlokas Rishonim in the rest of the world is Nida a real Erva. But Eshesh is Erva L'chuli Alma. Zof the Shach, look, Minut Ha'olam, is that we have Jewish doctors. If there's no one else, we use a Jewish doctor to worked on an Eishes Ish. The Rambam means somebody that's usher, yared, valyaver, she should rather, heard Stephen say, she should rather die than go to the doctor, if he's a Jewish doctor, Eishes Ish. So the Shach, no. That's Darkei Refuah, that we're Pashut, that is Mutter. That is the Shach's case. The Shach introduces us to a whole different world here. The idea of Shelo Derechiba, no one would say is usher, yared, valyaver. The Shach ends off the last three lines, Mitomakam, Be'in Sakana, Asur Lala Mashash Lodefek. If there's no Sakana, then it's not right. And again, Sakana is not really clear. If it's not Pidul Ach Nefashos, it means something which is necessary. The Mishmeres HaTara is in the middle of publishing a sefer on Hilchos Nida in Shulchan Aruch. We're in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishmeres HaTara we quote all the time is a sefer which is like a list, like Shmini Shabbos Tochasa with top notes and footnotes. A type of new halachic sefer, which Shmini Shabbos Tochasa sort of started, and there's about anything on in the library under the sun. But now he's starting to do a sort of Badia Shulchan type, Mishdabura type of sefer, and the first few chapters that he did, the sundry chapters that he has done so far, are printed in the back of Chelek Beis. You'll see, it looks like Shulchan Aruch, if you haven't looked yet. And Aaron, who's our HebrewBooks.org aficionado, it's on Hebrew, it's all part of the same Chelek Beis. So in the Bir Halacha, of Kufta Dihei, Os Aleph, the first part, introduction to Harachotos, he discusses a long Machokos, quotes the Machokos Rambam and Ramban, then goes through Machokos Achron, and how do we pass them? Halachah Maaseh, is the Shach Metuvel or not? But have after minas in theory for situations, Shelo B'Derechiba, can we be Meitel for certain situations? Shelo B'Derechiba, not exactly Satana, but maybe we can be Meitel in certain situations. Let's talk about a few examples. So he makes a case to say the Shach's not so mutubal. Others say, Shach? It's the Shach. So, yesh v'yesh. Let's look at some Nafkim Nizlamai. So let's say, very, 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 very common phenomenon. We know that unfortunately, although couples that are interested in using birth control in the beginning of their marriage are not aware of the fact that approximately 10% of the population, and population means from population as well as non-from population, as well as non-Jewish population, those across the board, has infertility, some sort of infertility. And that's something which a lot of rabbanim take into account when counseling a couple as far as using birth control or not. It's important to take into account there's a chance, 1 out of 10, that had they not been using birth control, they wouldn't be able to become pregnant for a bit of time, which is an important thing to keep in mind. Baruch Hashem, we live in Tavshin Ayin Aleph 2011, 98% of issues are only passing. Baruch Hashem, as a well-known doctor in Englewood, who very well calls a tzaddik, pointed out that he was not saying this in order to toot his own horn. He was saying this because he's such a tzaddik and he does tremendous chasadim. He can make a table pregnant if necessary. I mean, he's just pointing out, Baruch Hashem, in today's day and age, technology is so amazing. Baruch Hashem, most problems are surmountable. Of course, the tremendous anguish, the agmas nefesh, and sometimes the expense that it causes a couple cannot be overstated because it's like any situation. A person is single, wants to get married. A person who's married wants to have children. A person who's married has children can't pay tuition. Any situation, if you knew 3 years from now, everything will work out. It's much easier. But the hesitation, the suffering every day makes things much more difficult. Lamaisa, a very common way of dealing with infertility is to have some sort of injection that is going to help the mother, the future mother of the baby, b'shatav matzlachas, be able to produce enough eggs that they can be harvested in order to be able to help have a baby either internally or externally, then implanted. But often it's necessary to have, part of the therapy is going to be able to have more eggs. They can harvest more eggs than she would normally have. And often there could be a few weeks straight she's going to need to have injections daily in order to be able to have the conditions ripe in her body. Which means, by definition, if you don't for a few weeks, part of the time, her husband, she's going to be anida. Often women find it very hard to inject themselves with some sort of injection. Imagine if you have to put into your leg, the muscle of your leg, the muscle of your arm, an injection. It's something which is hard to do. Even though you know it's not going to hurt that much, it's just hard to do it yourself. It's much more ideal to have someone else do it. Who's the most ideal candidate? The husband. But part of the month, by definition, the husband's not going to be able to do it, halachically. So what do we say? So there are many postim that discuss this concept. There are some that suggest that might be a situation like the mamash like the shach. That's sure there a chiba. Of course, it's because the husband appreciates her. But if she could go to the doctor next door, she would go to the doctor next door. Nebuch, she has to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the doctor every day to get it. That would be very hard. So the most easy candidate is her husband. She would, in theory, could go to the gas station attendant, but it's just inappropriate. That's not because she loves her husband more. It's just inappropriate to go to someone that you have no shaychus to. So the ideal would be a nurse or a doctor. She has no specific natia to her husband per se. It's just the most convenient and most comfortable situation. So those that are matil, that the husband can do it, even b'shach nidusa. Some have an interesting chumrah, which is a general idea in Yudalot tezvav tezayin, in terms of helping his wife when she's a nida. If we try to reduce the nidia, that's better. So usually if he's giving her a shot, it might be that he's going to touch her. So some suggest a chiddush, which is not enough to be relied on by itself, but benitosif to the fact that it turns to the shach from the Ramban should be mutter, maybe even from the Rambam should be mutter, for him to wear gloves. Now again, the postman pointed out, gloves themselves, that doesn't work. Come on, Nadia, do Nadia with gloves. No, that's mamish part of you. But we realize, really there's room to be made without gloves. As an additional chumrah in this tula, put gloves on, because that at least makes, number one, a psychological barrier, number two, it's not Nadia mamish. So some would rely on this shach yisod, that according to the Rambam and Ramban, shalom der chiba, it's going to be mutter. That's not mustum, that's an important one issue. What about on the other extreme? Let's say a husband is in the delivery room, which we mentioned, as Rabbi Willard points out in theory, I think, as his kids were born in succession, he noticed a change in culture from oldest to youngest as far as husbands in the delivery room. I never watched Little House on the Prairie. They point out that in Little House on the Prairie, the husband was in one part of the town, and the wife to be in another part of the town, giving birth. That's the woman's job. They have the shufras and puas that are giving birth, and that's nothing to do with the husband. What does the husband have to be there for? And that's the Gemara. The Gemara talks about a person who hears his wife give birth to a ben zachar makes a bracha. Hears, he's not there. But then, so it used to be they were in the lobby, or so then they were on the same floor, then in the living room, different ways. And Will suggests, actually, that husbands be in the delivery room, because this is not his word specifically, but one of the most important nisim duluyim known to mankind, not nes sister, nes nidla, is the idea of seeing a baby come out from and seeing a brand new baby born. It's an unbelievable nes. Just the fact that pregnancy exists altogether is a nes nidla, and seeing a newborn baby is an unbelievable thing. He thinks the father should be privy to see that tremendous nes in creation. Often it's not necessarily the most important bonding experience between husband and wife, because the woman is not necessarily able to bond when she's giving birth to a baby. So it's more the so close of both of them being there. Lamaisa, it's partly a cultural, partly halachic issue. Alpi halacha, is there a problem with husband being in the delivery room? So we mentioned, listakel, he's not allowed to be listakel. But if he's in a situation where he's going to be there tangentially, he's not looking, he's in the delivery room but not attending to birth, then that's a very different story. There's room to be made till. The problem is, what if the husband is asked by the wife or the doctor to help assist in birth? And assisting either means to help with what some call helpful, lamaz, let's say breathing. Some think that breathing helps, others think breathing is actually ridiculous, but some say that breathing is going to help the pain made either worse or better. Let's say giving a back rub in order to make the labor go easier, or actually holding his wife's hand when she's giving birth to a baby, mutter or usser. So you have to ask yourself, is that derech chiba or not? Maybe all those are not the same. If the husband's going to be holding his wife's hands, that's derech chiba. If he's going to be giving her a back rub or helping her breathe, or holding, let's say, help training her to breathe and holding her, yesh la'ayin, one could have made a case to say l'chora, that who does, in most from communities, who's asked to come instead? Either the mother's mother or a birthing coach or someone that's going to be there. So for the same price, have the husband do it. It's not derech chiba. Anyone else would have done it also. One might have made a case to say that. Rabbi Willard was very reluctant to say that. He thought, Lamaisa, why would you prefer the husband? That's derech chiba. The reason you want the husband, that's derech chiba. Not to want to save the $200 by having the labor coach there instead. And hu adin, let's say in a situation where let's say the husband's actually going to be helping the doctor at the delivery, not in a case of sakana where they could make it to the hospital. But let's say the husband going to actually be helping. In theory, the nurse should have been doing it. Why is the doctor there instead? Well, I'm sorry, why is the husband there instead? Because they're a chiba l'chora. That should be. But one could make a case to say, look, this is halacha b'lo l'maisa. What if, let's say, the doctor is about to help the woman give birth, and Lamaisa, he says, oh no, I need another pair of hands, quick. So the first pair of hands there was the husband's. So one might have made a case to say, instead of asking the nurse to come from outside the hall or something like that and waiting another 30 seconds, that's not derech, but he's the first one there. So in each situation has to be taken by itself, but that's a yotze dofen, not a yotze dofen as far as the pregnancy, as far as the delivery is concerned. Yotze dofen means cesarean, and also means a case which is a unique example. But that's a yotze dofen situation. In most situations, if the husband's involved, that's presumed to be derech chiba, so usually we shy away from that, even according to the shach. So the Mishresh Tara quotes, not everyone agrees to the shach ultra, even if you are in the shach, each situation has to be assessed for derech chiba, and Reb Wilt's tal is that even a situation where, yeah, others could be doing it, but if she fits him, or he wants to do it dafka, that might be derech chiba anyway, even though the malach could have been done by someone else, you have to ask yourself if that's considered derech chiba nonetheless. But this is a shach, is a major yisod in Nida in general, in terms of the raid, Machlok with shach and Beis Yosef, v'hamistayf. There's a lot of raid about this, Rambam and Ramban. It's not, yeah, not only here, this Maramachim and Hilchus Nida is the only time in Hilchus Gilei Raios in general that Avos Raios, this Machlokus is quoted. So it's not only Nodea Nida. This is a big issue of Avos Raios Gilei Raios. Stam, going to the bank or going to the pizza store with another person, an Eshu Zish behind the counter. These are all discussions that are very much Nodea, but nice. Yeah.
I don't know about birth per se. I haven't been so far at this point, but let's just say in theory there's something about the process, you know, that might be uncomfortable for the woman. Like, let's say she has to, you know, sit up more, whatever it is. And, you know, the husband is asked to do it. It's not a derech chiba thing, because, in fact, it's actually he's causing her some discomfort. But they're asking him because, just naturally, a husband will be more gentle than, you know, a nurse or doctor does it, you know, 24/7. So is that then a derech chiba because, you know, they find, you know, meaning it's going to be uncomfortable no matter what.
Right. I wouldn't say derech chiba is a matter of comfort or not. It's a matter that the reason that they find some sort of bond, the reason that she prefer her husband do it is because it's her husband.
Right.
So yeah, you're right. You have to be in each case. And I wouldn't say this is halacha v'olam ma'aseh. It's a very, very sticky thing to say a husband can assist his wife in childbirth when we're dealing with issues that could be mamash deraisa and often could be derech chiba. We're closing a big gap in... So I would say, but yeah, they're certainly public in Marin Cain, but the concept is an important thing to keep in mind. Debbie?
According to this, I would think there would be two reasons that you should be able to have the umbilical cord.
You should be able to,
sense that A, it's not derech chiba at all, and
right.
B, you're not really touching.
Right, mamish,
anyway,
right.
It seems like some people hold that it's better.
So I think the issue with cutting, it's a common thing. We live in a life in a world of equality. So equality means that the wife holds the baby for 9 months and gets to deliver the baby and bond with the baby for 9 months. The husband gets to sever the baby's connection to the mother by cutting the umbilical cord. It's a very common thing. The husband cuts the cord. So the most serious issue there is the status, meaning can you look at the situation? So that would be an issue. But if you can get rid of the status, especially if it's roa even, not a status, so what, the touching the umbilical cord, because you have to... It's hard to say that she really
be. It's
not derech chiba to the mother.
It's definitely not derech chiba.
Right.
So it seems to be.
Right, it's not even a deal with the scissors. Right.
If you don't actually do that.
Right, well, this one should definitely say there's room to be matel.
The shas kula of non derech chiba presumably works best, even according to the Rambam. One could reject the reading of the Rambam and still pass like the Rambam.
Yes, that's true. 100%. You're right. You're 100%. You're pointing out that we have a stacked situation here. Often it's good when you're passing the Shaila to look at what you have to lose and what you have to gain. We have a Chofes, Shach, and Mishus Hedons in the Rambam. Then you have the Ramban, the Pashas. Although the Mishra's Tara discusses maybe even the Ramban would not necessarily hold, but you're right. It's the Pashas here is that even the Ramban, you have the Ramban to rely on that would say that it's material.
Maybe
the
Cholashimbos are coming
up. Yes. 100%.
But how do more close can fall on the Mokot Islam and the Ramban?
No, so we try to, usually, the mainstream would be with the Shach, we try to be Choshesh, since it's the suffix, the Araisa, Mamish.
Yeah.
According to the Rambam of Gilei Arayos, Mamish, then we try to be Choshesh. But you're right, it's definitely a snap that one can have. Let's move on. One other Ha'ara, by the way, I don't remember if I covered it as far as Yoledes, once we're on top of Yoledes, is when is a woman considered a Nida when she is in labor? So machokas halacha lemaisa depends who you ask, even within our yeshiva. There is one well-known opinion who tells you not to ask him because he is very machmir. So it's a machokas if you look in the contemporary postim. We mentioned it's not when the woman is dilated, when the uterus starts opening, even though that was when we would have thought. Rav Moshe writes that's not a concern. Earlier, Achronim writes that's not a concern. But we presume it's when a woman is sometimes she's in labor. And here there's two divergent approaches in the postum. Some presume it's as soon as the woman's waters break. The sac, which is holding the baby, is full of, the membrane is full of fluid. When the membranes break, it's pulled, when the water breaks, then that's going to make the woman to an either, according to some, which in theory could be very early. Sometimes a woman, 2 or 3 days before she gives birth, is going to have her waters break, which means that's a chumra yusera. Others presume, as Reb Willig says, no, and she's sometime in the middle of really productive labor. Now, it's hard to know what that means exactly. It's hard to be madger what productive labor means exactly, you know, because even doctors can't necessarily give a woman an exact science. They'll say when you're somewhere between 3 and 5 minutes between contractions, or 8 and 10 minutes, then start getting ready to go to the hospital. It's hard to be milder precisely. But it means when she's in active labor, the baby's really descending, the baby's she's in the middle of giving birth mamish, that's when she's in either no time before that. And then you have some approaches, some are maybe in between. The Gemara would say, Yosheves al mashber, she sits on the birthing stone. The question is, does that mean what? As soon as she's, when a woman gives birth, she goes to triage, they let her into the hospital, then she goes to sit on the bed or the chair that she's going to give birth on. That's Yosheves al mashber? No, not necessarily. Nowadays, she's in the conditions of ready to give birth much earlier than she was in the days of the Gemara, so it's not necessarily true. We can use that as the Havdara. The post also quote from the Gemara, if it's very hard for her to walk. So it's hard to know what that means exactly. There's a certain Rebbetzin in our community who is a, Baruch Hashem, has a very powerful will that she points out. She lives in Washington Heights, and she pointed out she's, when she used to give birth to her kids, she walked to Columbia Presbyterians, best way to help a baby be born. So you see, at least sometimes during labor, you can walk. It's, most of that, others say, that's what taxis are made for. But Lamaisa, so Rabbi Willard always says it's somewhere in active labor. And it's hard to be mad at what that means, but it means when it's really being productive, and it's going to be, the baby is on its way coming out and descending. Yeah.
I don't know if this is correct. Just wondering, does active labor possibly mean at the point where doctors feel it's no longer safe to give a woman a
epidural?
Epidural if she's having.
I don't remember exactly. It's possible that it's something. It could be that once she's ready giving birth. But it's important to realize active labor. A woman should be in the hospital. Let's say 3 to 5 minutes. Contractions are 3 to 5 minutes apart. That means she better be here because we don't know what's going to happen soon. It's not that right now she's giving birth. It means that things could speed up. So that's not necessarily active labor. You're right. That's a good havdara. You have to think about exactly what they recommend after a certain... Epidural is a block that's going to make the woman not feel pain. They recommend not using it after a certain time because it's going to be hard for her to push. So might be a good havdara. I don't remember exactly the specific timeline.
I think Chris Kowalski quotes that when you get an epidural, so you can't walk anymore, so it becomes a tough.
Right.
It says when you can't walk anymore, so we don't know when the epidural when you can't walk.
But if you presume it's active labor, you have to use your head sometime when they said, so sometimes they say, she's in active labor and she'll give birth tomorrow morning, 18 hours from now. So active labor means the body's getting ready. That's not really active labor. Active labor means that the body is working on pushing.
But if the doctor says to go to the hospital, then we can...
Right, I think that's a raya. That's
not a
raya at all. Doctor means you're stupid if you're not in the hospital because we never know when things can speed up. Like the point from Rav Moshe, going on a... Rav Wood points out, when you going on a road for Yichud, so on a road which is deserted, we don't necessarily say that, since you can turn off to any secluded area, that's Yichud. No, when you turn off, then Yichud starts from then. It's not since there's a place that you could turn off makes it Yichud. So it's only the situation where you're going to be in... Right now, I think doctors are telling you, you better get there because we never know what could happen in the future.
And in cases, sometimes, for whatever reason, the doctor wants to accelerate the labor process.
Right, so then,
So then it could be that, even if she's not necessarily in active labor, I think it's called shrooming the membrane.
That's true. Shrooming the membrane is making the waters break.
That could be way before active labor.
Absolutely. Right. Even Pitocin, which is going to induce labor, is only going to be when it starts working, not necessarily when it's... Exactly.
What about a C-section?
C-section, so depends on the labor situation. Yotzei Dofen does make her into a nida. But same, usually C-section, usually, it depends. Two ways of having C-section. This is 2011, so sometimes women can say, you know, I want to have a baby 2.5 weeks from today, around 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. Works that well for me. My schedule will be out of the hospital Thursday, Hashem Zucker, Friday night, you know. So if she does that, right, she's not going to be into a nida until they start C-section. She'll start bleeding anyway.
Let's
start for sure. And even if not, Yisudofen is considered a nida. But Lamaisa, in many situations, she starts the labor, then they just realize, hey, baby's not coming out, we have to do a C-section. That's going to be irrelevant. Let's move on to some Trif Sadi Zayin and Trif Sadi Tess a little bit. We're now beginning the halachos in Trif Sadi Zayin, Trif Sadi Ches, Trif Sadi Tess, and Simon Reish of Tevila. Tevila, we mentioned yesterday a little bit about Trif Sadi Zayin, idea of Tevila Bayom, and then Chatzitza, Chatifa. So today we're going to discuss, Be'ezer Hashem, some of the issues of Tevila and Hachana for Tevila, and tomorrow we'll discuss the issues of Chatzitza and Be'ezer Hashem, the Bracha on Tevila. Machlokas Svad Min Ashkenaz, Machlokas Mechaber Min Rama. So in Trif Sadi Zayin, we began yesterday the issue of in a woman being Tevelas Bayom. There's two concerns we have that Gemara tells us. Number one is the issue of a woman should not be Tevelas Bayom, because on Yom Shvi'i, there's a concern Shema Tira Vitistar. She sees, after she comes back to the Mikvah, she's with her husband, she sees on Yom Shvi'i, Neba, she became a Nida or a Zava, back again, even though she was with her husband already, because the entire, even though we say Mitzim Pekulo, we pass, although it's a Machokas in the Mishnah and the Gemara, we pass Mitzim Pekulo means that she's allowed to be Tovelas Mitzim Pekulo, but if she becomes a Nida, that's not going to, it doesn't turn day 7 to 2.5 days. You could have said, as Rav Shimon says, that after she's Tovelas, day 7 is over, the next part of day 7 is considered like day 1 of something else. Comes a Nida, or a Zava, that starts from the next, it's like the next day. But we presume the middle opinion of the Chacham, they say no. Sort of. She's muteris to be Tovel, Yom Shvi'i, but it's not as if it turns Yom Shvi'i into a new day, so if she sees Dam, she's going to be Tmeya. Mushal, Mother, there was a Mushal. What happens, we presume Mitzim Pekulo, we learn from here, to what's the most common case that comes up, Avelos, Rachman Otsan, Lo'alinu. Case of Avelos. So, Mitzim Pertulo. Mitzim Pertulo by Avelos. What happens when Avel gets up in the morning from Shiva, then goes to Shul for Mincha, because he's now leaving, going to leave his house, goes to Shul for Mincha on the Yom Shvi'i. So, he is ready to daven for the Yomud. Then a person in Shloshim comes and says, you know, I'm not sure if you have an Adifus. In fact, I'm a member here. I'm in Shloshim, you're in Shloshim. Which one should go first? So Rav Schechter points out, as Rav David Mintz pointed out to me, I believe when I was in Avelos 8 years ago, Rav David Mintz pointed out from Rav Schechter, Pashut Svara, no, Mitzim Petulo gets rid of the Chi of Nihudi Avelos, but the Kedima of Davin for the Amud, 7:30 and Yud Beis Chodesh, Shloshim, and he's not in Shloshim yet, he's still Tzal Shuvah, so he has absolute Kedima during that, for that Mincha. So in a similar way, as, that's a mushal to the same idea that we say a woman can be Tovelis in Yom Shvi, but it doesn't make into an Eis Yom Shvi, still Yom Shvi. So if she would be Roa, she'd be Soser. And therefore, the Gemara tells us, maybe Min Atar, maybe Min Drabbanon, Machlokas Rishonim perhaps, Aser Lasos Chain, Shema Tovei De Safek. She's not allowed to do it because she might come with a Safek. So that's Yom Shvi is off. What about Yom Shmini and Yom Tishii? That's what we mentioned yesterday, the idea of Srach Bita. We're concerned that a mother might take her daughter alone with her to the mikvah, because it's normal. People go to the mikvah once every month. As Ramosha points, not so embarrassing. And the woman, the girl might say, hey, my mother went during the day, so can't do it even Yom Shvi, Yom 100. A Yom is not going to work. The Pesach Tshuva mentions in Sivkot Yud Beis, the very end, that even though the Shulchan Aruch passes in Siv Dalet, Onos is mutter for Yom Shmini, Yom Chi. Onos is not mutter for Yom Shvi. Zok Pisa Shuvah, sort of. If there's really an onos, such as she can never do it by Yom for a few days, 8, 9, 10, 11, then we might be made for Yom Shvi. So there's a wealth of information about this, the postum discuss. Ray Willard says a story that there was once a woman, he once met a woman who said to her, you know, you saved my life. So you want to know how he saved her life? And she said once she was a very confident and driven woman. She had to go to the mikveh, and it was a 3-day yontif. And she was willing to walk. She was staying far away from the river, the mikveh. She was willing to walk to go to the mikveh. And she had some sort of bone. There was some sort of irritation she had on her leg. But she was willing to walk over a mile to go to the mikveh on one of the exact times, some later in Yontif, or maybe after Yontif. Lamaisa, Rav Willard told her, in such a situation, since it was going to be several days of delay, it's better for her to go Biyom Shvi'i rather than right before Yontif than to go sometime later and walk. But Maisa, she said, I went to the doctor after Yontif, and the doctor said to me that this was such a, it was a broken bone, with such a situation, had I walked on it a mile, I could have put myself into serious sakhanas nefashos. I don't know exactly why that happens, but Maisa, that could have happened. And Baruch Hashem, that Yudemi the Eitzah to be told of Yom Shvi'i Bayom. Now, Yom Shvi'i Bayom is, so that's Mamash Rati Pesach Shuvah Tosh from the Sidrei Tara. Only if Shmini and Shi would not work Bayom, or would, well, then we're going to go back to Yom Shvi, but you have to at least have those 2 days delay. But there, even with that, there are caveats. There are different dinim within Yom Shvi. Number one, there's a din that she cannot be Tovelas Yom Shvi. Number two, she can't go back to her husband's Yom Shvi, and they're not the same necessarily. We have either Minatara or Midrabanan. We extend it not only to being seeing her husband, but even to going into the mitzvah. In fact, the Taz quotes from the Bach, as Rabbi Forst points out in his beautiful Halachos of Nida, the end of Book 8 in Halachos Nida, Volume 2, is about to be, he points out that the Taz quotes from the Bach that even to leave her house, ideally we try to avoid on Yom Shvi. It depends. If she's doing Chafifa in the mikvah, then the Bach is matir, because the Chafifa is, that's not going to be Tovelas. But if she's doing, if she does Chafifa, if she gets ready, we'll talk Chafifa in a minute, if she does ready at home, she's only done Pitovel, ideally don't even leave her house before the time of Tesla Kalavim.
After she does it.
Saying
do the Tefillah, come back to that. No,
I'm talking in general. No, the Bach's Chumra is L'Chatzkilah, don't even, there's three levels of Chumra in the ideal situation. Number one, most basic, don't be with her husband. When it's Yom Shvi, but included in that is even she shouldn't even see her husband. Number two, she shouldn't go into the mikvah waters before it's Eis. Number three, she shouldn't leave her house to go to the mikvah before it's Eis. That's the Chumrah of the Bach. She shouldn't even leave her house. Unless she needs to take a shower and do Chafifa, get ready, which we'll see in a minute. In the mikvah, that's different than she has to get ready beforehand. But ideally, if she does everything at home, she shouldn't even leave her house till it's Eis. Chumrah Yisera within this level. So it depends. Each, we try to be makil. In each situation, let's say she needs to be Tovelas Yom Shvi'i, depends on each situation. Maybe she obviously have to leave her house, she'll have to be in the mikvah, but she certainly shouldn't go home. Maybe she'll go home and her husband will be in shul ready, or she'll go to different shuls or something like that, but we would very, very seldom be makil. You can never say never. I would say never, but you can never say never in a situation. Never be makil for a husband to then see his wife again, even though it's only the Gemara says, or last was chain for Tashmish. For her to come home, when it's still Yom Shvi, you have to be hard pressed to find a situation that's going to be mutter.
She can't have tashmish with her husband.
So tashmish is.
So
then we have three havdaras to tashmish. Number one, she shouldn't see her husband. Number two, she shouldn't be going to the water of the mikvah. Number three, she shouldn't leave her house to go to the mikvah building.
But we always let her see her husband on day seven.
Before
it's feasible, we let her see her husband.
Yes. Once she's Tovelas, so we're concerned.
This is this idea that once she's Tovelas, she can't see him.
No, that's the Shulchan Aruch. That's already meaning. Uh-huh. Once she's Tovelas, we're concerned. We know Tashmish is Asur. Then even to see him, you never know. That's a concern. Then even to go into the water, and then even to go to the mikvah itself, we try to be as much as one can.
Even in public.
That's another side the post can point out. What if there's no yichud? They're at a bar mitzvah. So they're going to a bar mitzvah, a shev rach is 2 miles away. So they have to take her, and they'll have a car full of kids, let's say, and they only have one car. Yeah, each situation has to be assessed by itself. But these are all issues that are taken into account because of these three concepts that exist.
How makel are we on not being able to go the 8th or 9th day? Obviously it doesn't work for regular Friday.
Oh, so that's the Shulchan Aruch already says, that's Shulchan Aruch. Onus.
So that doesn't work for regular Friday night. Can't walk 3 miles to the mikvah Friday. It's a classic case when you have to go to the mikvah Friday night.
Right, that's not. So then.
So we don't let you go Friday.
Friday day, right. Friday day, Shulchan Aruch says Aster. Shulchan Aruch says Aster. Pesach Tshuva quotes, depends on how much delay it's going to have. So, but then you have the Tziruf. Maybe if they're not going to see each other, that's all part of the discussion. Maybe that's only if they don't see each other. If they're not going to see each other, there's a room to. You make more.
We're usually pretty much
right. On Yom Shvi itself, right? It would be very hard to.
Even if you can't be together Friday night.
Right. So that's right. So that's right.
So normally if she goes on day 7, there needs to be other chumras there also?
If she would go on day 7, so we try to keep as much as we can of these three levels of either, so me the three ideal are not to leave the house, not to be in the middle of water, not to see her husband. We're not going to keep the first two, but at least the one who's not seeing her husband, that is very, very serious. In general, we try to keep that as much as we can. The Rama says in Siv Gimel, Talos, we mentioned Talos can be told during the day, because Talos they're not going to see their husbands, they're not going to be married to their husbands, that's already much better, till night, maybe even a few nights. But after the chuppah, then it's Tishrei Nashim. So this happens every so often, a kala to go to mitzvah, Friday night of her own Shavuot Brachos. What do you do in such a situation? If she was a chuppah znida, or something happened, then you have to deal with that, which is not so simple necessarily. What does she do? Her own Shavuot, she can't be not at her own Shavuot Brachos. These are all questions taken into account with these issues that we're discussing. The Pesach Shavuot Tots and Sifkat and Tess, other situations, Yishuv Shatzrichos Nashim Lisa Mahalik Dimel Shos Litvol. People, it's Sakana Nebuch. So these are all situations that you look through. You'll see yourself as Hashem, the different situations taken into account for problematic issues that might come up. How can the wife, she has to be told three hours, and how she'll come back at night by herself? Very serious issues that come up.
Is that where the idea of taking pictures before comes from?
What the?
So if she goes to the mikvah, she can't see her husband before the yichud room. Is that possibly where the idea that you can't take pictures before the...
Interesting.
Like you're saying, shouldn't you so the first time you'll see him will be under the chuppah.
Uh-huh. So you're saying it's so the pashup shot, minhag olam that comes from nowhere, right. Except for as Rabbi Will points out from Ayat Kaplan and Made in Heaven from a minhag chabad, is not to see, chazal shouldn't see each other for seven days beforehand. Meis l'eis, mamish, exactly shtia, exactly, and no texting, machokas, if you have to be macro and texting, or maybe cell phone, maybe Facebook, whatever. You know, these dvarim on the rim show, when there's only a minhag, yesh l'ayin b'zeh, but that's the pashup about why you shouldn't see each other beforehand for the pictures. You're saying another reason why you shouldn't see each other pictures before.
Maybe even if you don't see the 7 days, maybe Dafka that day, after she goes, or maybe...
Terry Willard goes, the other Terry Willard says, Lamaisif was up to him, he thinks pictures are mutter beforehand, even pictures of the Chasim Kala themselves just touching his mutter. She used Tovelis, what's the concern? No one would do this, Lamaisif, but you don't need to say, oh, the Chasim and Kala pictures of their families, even the pictures that maybe they shouldn't take altogether, Lamaisif, but that the Chasim Kala holding hands or something like that should be mutter, because what's the concern? She was already Tovelis, let's say... Because Lamais in most situations, she's not Tevelis B'yom Shvi.
No, but you could say maybe the earliest she goes to the mikvah is 7 days. She should really go 4 days before the Ramah says.
Right.
So maybe sometimes he says if
she goes that
7 days before. No, let's say she goes 7 days before, then she needs to do one bedikas. Maybe the whole minhag started the fact that maybe she went 7 days before. So you don't want him to see her for 7 days in case she...
Right, there are those that say this. That was Tevelis Nasei. That's some say the pshat, might be the pshat in the minhag. But the question is, so what? But it's not Tevelis. Right? But you're right. That's the simple approach into why seven came from. You're right, Zevi. Absolutely. Done.
No, it's good.
You're good. Okay. Lamaisa, the... Berhetev... Sifrat and Beis points out from the Maram Kambos. Why is it buried on the Maram Kambos? Such a question, no. Let's see. Oh. For the second. Shulah HaBala Be'ir. There's a whole discussion, which we're not going to get into now, in the Sif Simon Truf Zayin Sif Aleph. What then is Machokas Machaber Ramah, even within the Minhagim in the Ramah? Do we say that a woman is allowed to be Tovel on Shabbos? Shabbos itself is a big discussion, being Tovel on Shabbos Bismana. There are a few issues. Number one is it's Tikkun Gavra, going from Tami to Tahar. Number two, it's using hot water. Hot water is in a Sidra Banan to use. There's Habalan, we don't use hot water on Shabbos and Yantif, perhaps. And there's a minhag of not taking, being rochus cold roof of a mayim on Shabbos and Yontif, even cold water. So there's three issues that are taken up in the postim. So that's a discussion in the Ramah. For a woman who's... So Lamaisa, this is a whole discussion. You can look at yourself, the Mechaber, the Ramah, the Shach, in general, minhagim, how we discuss these three issues. Thank you. Discuss these three issues with the Tevila on Shabbos. Number one, the idea of Tikkun Mana. Number two, the idea of the Rechitzos Kol Guf of Mayim Chamim and Mayim Karim. There's a discussion even in contemporary postums. Should a woman go into the water, hot water, Bismana Zen and Mikvah? And then what's the alternative exactly? Cold water? Maybe postum is better. This is a major discussion in the postum. The Minhag and Broyers. Two Minhag and Broyers, which are Nodeya. Broyers, as I mentioned, I think yesterday, only allows a woman to be Tovelas an hour after Shkia. That's not such a Machmir Shir Fetzeis. L'chora, they're trying to induce the idea of the Bach. You shouldn't leave your house. You don't live before say. So maybe if you, most people live in an apartment building somewhere around the mikvah, you leave, let's say, half hour, 30, 45 minutes after tzeis, the earliest to get to the mikvah. By then, that's still the bach, Taz quoted, that you have l'choladeus, you're okay. Well, I see there's room to be made, as Rebbe pointed out, 20 minutes, much less. You don't necessarily need to be so machmer on the actual tevilah so late. But Breuer's has an interesting compromise. If you're a card-carrying member of the Breuer's community, then on Friday night, it should be Tovel during Bein HaShemashos. Tovel earlier than the usual Zman of Tzeis. To be Choshesh, that you're not Tovel on Mamish on Shabbos in Mayim that are Chamim. But if that's not your Mesaura, if you're not part of the Breuer's community, if you are someone who is from outside, you live in Washington Heights, but you're not part of the extra community, then you Tovel the regular time. So there was a person who was from the Edut HaMizrach, who lived in the Breuer's, was not a part of the Breuer's community, but according to his postim, the best thing to do was to be Tovel Bein HaShemashos. So he had to make a whole discussion. He is not part of the Kehilo himself. L'maisa, he had to be able to pull strings to be able to let him be Tovel the exact same time that most Breuer's people, his wife be Tovel, the exact same time Breuer's people are Tovel. So the discussion, minute olam is, l'maisa, we're not sure why he's at the Wermeto on all three. L'maisa, women can go Friday night in nice hot water, even though it's mamish laila, there's no concern. Although those are three discussions. The number one, the Mechavir Ramah, the Shach quotes, and the Pesach Shuvah discussion also these ideas of Lel Shabbos being Tovel. L'maisa, the Berhetav in Sif Katan Beis, this makes a nice sikum of this. Discusses the idea of if she could be Tovel before Shabbos or not, Machlokes Shach and Taz. There's a din in Kabbalah, which is that a woman should not be Tovel when her husband is not Be'ir. And if she is, I do not know what this means. I'll just say that because of some sort of shade, she should put a knife under her pillow, some sort of ideal pitabala. L'maisa, if a person is a mekubal and has a mesara in Kabbalah, there should be chashish for that. But if a person is not, then it's important to realize that experience has shown a woman should never be docha lel tevilasa, ever. Except maybe, according to this Mechaber and Ramah, lel Shabbos, when her husband's not home, she shouldn't be metal to be tovel lel Shabbos if her husband's not home anyway. But chutz mizeh, never be docha lel tevilah and say, you know what, I'll be tovel when my husband comes back, or a day before, because l'maisa, we know in a second, things change all the time. Imagine how stupid she'll feel. She thought he was in Tahiti. Really, he was around the corner because l'maisa's flight out to you later got cancelled and comes home, and all of a sudden, oh, she feels so stupid. So l'maisa, there's nothing you gain. Unless if there's a major child care issue, no one's home with eight kids and she can't get anyone home until her husband comes home, okay. But barring such situations like that, unless you have a Masara in Kabbalah, there's no reason to be choshev for Kabbalah and not to be tova because l'maisa, you could be sorry instead of safe. We're going to skip Siman Kuf Tzadi Ches for today. We'll do it tomorrow, Rosh Hashem, Kuf Tzadi Ches and Siman Reish. But Kuf Tzadi Ches discusses the issue of Chafifa. We'll go a little bit over time. But not too much over time. And that proof is a discussion in the postum without going over time with Chafifa. Kuf Tzadi Ches in Shulchan Aruch, as most times, gives us the Maskana. But if you look back in the Turin Beis Yosef, there's something is there, actually, something is there, and we're not sure what exactly. The Gemara in Baba Kama tells us that Ezra is Mesatein, Isha Chafefes Toladuf. Isha Chafefes. Women should be Chafefes. Women should brush her body with Tovelis. Gemara in Meruba, quoted by the Beis Yosef in Zmatruf Salites. One of Ezra's 10 Tachanos was women should be Chafefes with Tovelis on before she goes to the mikvah. Zach the Gemara, what do you mean? Chafefes, Chafifa, brushing, cleaning one's body is Tachanos Ezra? I beg to differ. It predates Ezra. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. It's a din in the Torah. shilote dor chotis bin besar lamayim. And then where it adds a drasha, not only besaro, one's skin, but es besaro, es hatafel besaro, one's hair also, both one's hair and one's body has to be clean from any chatzitza before one goes to the mikvah. So, zat gemara, daraisa is liyune. Daraisa is only to look carefully, not to do anything physically. Inami, the gemara says, mos midi. Lamaisa zat, the gemara, it seems like, knowing nothing is there is daraisa, but the action of chafifa, of brushing and cleaning one's body, is daraisa zat rashi. What's chafifa? Chafifa b'mastreit harchata d'milsa. Using a comb, that's din daraisa, and according to that, it sounds like chafifa means on the hair. Zaptosos, not so pashut. A comb is on the hair, but it's very possible that chafifa means on the whole body. And then one would say it's not necessarily with a comb or a brush, it means cleaning one's entire body. That's all part of Ezra's Tachana of chafifa. Hair or body. And the Beis Yosef quotes the discussion as far as what exactly is daraisa, what exactly is drabanon, as far as chafifa. Brushing, cleaning one's entire body, just looking. But lamaisa, we know, the Shulchan Aruch tells us some Trumas Adites, halach lamaisa, that from the din daraisa and Tachanas Ezra, tzrika l'hadiach, she needs to wash her entire body. B'mayim, not only with, she has to be sorek ser rosha, b'masrek, with a comb or maybe a brush, and clean one's whole body, to make sure everything was clean. Included in that is washing one's hair, maybe one's body, again, machlokes rishonim, which is the more important part, min haTorah or Tachanas Ezra, but definitely we presume both have to be done, sear, harosh, and the guf, with warm water. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Beis that sear with cold water, we know that sometimes hair becomes more brittle in cold water. We're trying to make everything silky smooth, that everything is removed. Zot the Shulchan Aruch, that is supposed to do everything with warm water. L'maisa minhag olam, in America especially where bathing is so simple, is to take a bath for a while before one's going to go to the mikvah, and then to comb one's hair also, comb hair on the body. What if one wants to take a shower? So in theory, that should be mutter also. We have no specific din in Shulchan Aruch that you have to take a bath, although less man depalig, a bath is more effective than a shower in order to make things better. The Shulchan Aruch says, when should chafifa be? Machokas Rishonim. Overtime or undertime? Which is better? The woman's tovel tonight, should she do chafifa today? Because, as Rashi points out, at night she's mehuma levesa. At night, once it's time that she can order the mikvah, she's going to rush in order to make sure that she's going to be able to be tovelos quickly. She wants to see her husband. Or no, if she does it today, a lot happens between today and tonight. She should can become develop a new chatzitza, it's better to do it at night. So, do we pass this better day or night? Yes. Zach Shulchan Aruch, Chakila, do both. Try to go overtime. Start during the day and go into the night. This we have both. Osekas bechafifa ad shetech shach. Chein minat kasher. Minat kasher means that it's the most ideal. So the Rama Shas of the Chak. What is Shas of the Chak? United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, 2011. No one has any time, unfortunately. Minhag Kasher is hopefully, halavai. But most people find that unless it's a Sunday or a Friday, or not even Friday, unless it's a Sunday and there's no one running around at home that's making life deliciously more difficult, or Hashem, then it's very hard to be tovel. It's very hard to do chafifa from the afternoon to the evening, just sit and relax in the bath. Doesn't happen. So the Rama says, Shas Adchat, either day or night. Because we presume one or the other is okay. Bayom, what does Bayom mean? So Bayom, the Rama does not say, Bayom has to be 7 o'clock. What if she knows she's going, it's the winter. She is 4:30. She wants to go straight from work to the mikvah. So the best thing to do is take a bath in the morning, before work. Matav Manoim, that's Bayom. Aye. Not so pashut. Zof the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Dalid depends. That's true. Chal tefilas of Motzei Shabbos. If tefilas on Motzei Shabbos, what do you do? You can't do chafifa during the day. Do it at night. Zof the Rama. Mitamakom minad yafehu to do both. Do it erev Shabbos to have Rashi's approach you're doing during the day, and take a shower. Do something quickly at night. So you have both. So lach ora, the best thing to do in any situation. A woman does take a shower during the morning. The best thing to do nowadays, every mikveh showers. So of course you can make a case to say that's enough, but the best thing is take a bath in the morning, do the real chafif in the morning, and then go home after the work, go to take a quick shower at the mikveh, and your yotzei maybe chafif, and certainly your yotzei getting rid of anything that's going to be there l'maisa with an easy double chafifa both day and night.
In that case, because in winter also shkia is early, but nates is also late sometimes. So let's say you have to leave to work and nates is not until 7:30.
Right, so that's a good question. So look, over l'chara, she can really rely on, she can do everything, rely on the fact that she's going to do the chafifa in the mikveh itself. That would be enough to do it. Right, do it in the mikveh at night. Right. So, yeah.
Do you mind if I go back for a second to previous topic?
Please, yeah, please.
So regarding what was said, the broader community, that it would go, I guess during the 18 minutes, that would generally be the practice?
No, they would go after Shia, but right. Before Tzeis. Never before Shia. They would go, meaning, you're right. When I say it would be even better to go before Shia, but they're not going to violate the idea of Tzfilah B'Yom Shvi'i. They're not going to go, they'll go during Ben Hashmashos. This way it's not Shabbos Mamish, but it's still not Yom Shvi.
Right, so my question is if that's the time they're going, but generally they're machmir to wait for at least an hour past that point, so they don't consider that time, Ben Hashmashos, to be machmir for saying she shouldn't go back to her husband yet.
Right, maybe she should. Maybe it's only, maybe they would only be machmir if the husband's been shul.
Right.
I'm not sure. That's a good point. So Lamaisa, the Tevila, the Shulchan Aruch says, is supposed to be the closest. In Sivav, the Shulchan Aruch says, a famous case in the Gemara, that we have exceptions sometimes. If it's going to be a three-day yantif, and she's Tovelis Motzai, the three-day yantif, she can do her chafifa, her real chafifa, in the Erev yantif, 3 days before. Well, that's never Mutter in general, but that's something that she can do if necessary. The Pesach Shuvah quotes in Sifchat and Beis. There's a discussion in general of when she has a suffix on how much she did in Chafifa, you have to really ask yourself how we passed in that Machlokes Rishonim we talked about. What's Daraisa? If the Yuneh is Daraisa, then, and she wasn't even sure if she was Mayin, that's Safek Daraisa and a Yuneh. If she knows she was Mayin, she wasn't sure if she did Chafifa, then it would be telling the Machlokes Rishonim which part of the Chafifa is Midrabanan, Safek Drabanan is Laka, which is Daraisa, which is Tachanes Ezra. There's a minog. The postman quote for a woman not to have basar on the day that she's going to go to the mikveh. Why not? Because basar is notorious for staying in one's teeth, and even basar oaf, they presume, is included. The question is, what happens if she's going to want to go, let's say she's going to the mikveh this Friday night. Going to the mikveh this Friday night, but we know minhag b'chol tzvus Yisrael is the most popular minyanim now, are the early Shabbos minyanim. So she makes early Shabbos. What's the ideal thing to do? Eat Shabbos meal. Because 9 days she's allowed to eat Shabbos meal of basar. She wants to eat her Shabbos meal, then go to the mikveh afterwards. Mutar rasa. So according to this minhag of not having Basar, so as Rav Shechter points out, post Yom Ha'Metil, if it's going to be Tzorich Mitzvah. So it's not so much Rav Force is not as willing to be Metil in such a situation. But Tzorich Mitzvah, Rav Shechter pointed out from the earlier post Yom, that such a thing as Mutter. So L'chor that covers, the Chap would work if she's going to make early Shabbos, eat with her husband and family and guests, and order the Mitzvah after the meal. If she's going to have a barbecue, which is a siyum, or Siddhas Mitzvah. That should also be mutzer, even though the minhag is usually not to have meat. that should be a situation that's going to be mutter, even according to that minute that exists. But in general, a woman, the Ramah points out in Sif Vav, a woman has to be very careful whether it's chafifa during the one day or not, or 3 days before, to make sure that she gets rid of any chatzitza. Chafifa is a halachic requirement, but then there's also the pragmatic nature of getting rid of the chatzitza altogether. Right? There's no minute for that. Yeah, that she has to make sure to get rid of. That's not, there's no minute for that. Basar is specifically a minute, not eat minute ashnaz.
L'maisa, Aaron. Sorry, how far, I'm just curious how far this extends. I actually heard from someone that happened once that one of the parents took the husband and wife out to a restaurant, and only after the woman, the girl, whatever, ordered her meal, a steak or whatever, you know, some nice restaurant, she realized.
Okay. She wants to make it that
so
night.
How far does it extend? That
yeah, it's a good question. How far exactly? She has to get rid of it. Malcolm Hefsid. Right. She's going to eat the salad anyway. Right? As we know, she eats the salad. Lamaisa, there's an issue in terms of makeup, although we don't find it mefurish. The
was the Rama sitting?
What? No, there's a minute in general. Oh, the Rama just says you have to be very careful. There's the pragmatic issue of. Chatzitza, even if let's say in case where you could do chafifa 3 days before, so you have to make sure pragmatically there's no chatzitza. Meaning, I didn't finish the sentence. Well, my meaning, there's a din chafifa. There's also the pragmatic making sure that you have no chatzitza that's there. So let's say you do a chafifa in the morning, and then she went to had some sort of activity at work. She has to make sure there's no actual chatzitza on her body. Chafifa does not absolve the need for yunei right before the mikvah. Anyway, usually it's enough. Yuna is enough, but it's always Kedai, as the Rama says, even if you go to the din chafifa, to make sure you get rid of the pragmatic chatzitos that might be there. Makeup. So the minhag olam, we presume that women should not wear makeup the day of the mikveh after chafifa. But if she's doing more than one day, it's mutter. So let's say she's doing chafifa on Erev Shabbos in order to go to mikveh Motzei Shabbos. Or Erev Tudei Yantif, etc. Then she's allowed to wear makeup and get rid of it beforehand. But Minhag Olam, if she doesn't wear makeup, if she's joining tonight, she shouldn't wear makeup after Chafifa today. That's Minhag Olam. Although, L'chara, there's a difference between a case of during the week and Shabbos. If it's Friday night, so she shouldn't wash with warm water, etc., then she shouldn't wear makeup after she's going to take a bath that night. But if she's going to do it, like we discussed, Chafifa in the morning, and then as a whole day, she can put a makeup to go to work, then make sure to wash it up very well when she comes back from work. In the shower she takes in the mitzvah or washing her face. There's a lot more to discuss as far as Chafifa is concerned, and it'll be more appreciated, ironically, with the tomorrow's discussion, which is Chatzitza. What are we so concerned about as far as Chafifa? We'll see more what we're concerned about, and Bez Hashem, we will discuss it tomorrow. Everyone should have a fantastic day. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll meet 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock to do Maros. And then, so we'll meet. Let's meet on the fifth floor, one of the places. We'll see how the weather is. It's funny. If I was a betting man, 60% chance of rain today. This is weather.com last night. Not in safe New Jersey, but in Washington Heights. 10033. Lamaisa looks fine. In general, Maros Adamim are better seen during the day with sun. It's not always ma'afi, but that's better. So hopefully tomorrow will be a nice, bright, and sunny day. The sun will come out today and tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Let's meet on the fifth floor, because is it supposed to rain tomorrow? Okay, we'll do what we can, Bez Hashem. On the fifth floor, there's a nice window with a lot of sun. Hopefully at one of the classrooms on the fifth floor, we'll meet Bez Hashem. And we'll see. If it's not there, we'll meet somewhere else. Everyone should have a great day. Hatzlacha. Bracha b'chamaseh deichem.